Heavenly Father, once again, we give you thanks. We give you all glory and honor. We thank you for giving us one more privilege in our lives to come together and worship you, adore your holy name. Father, as we reflect upon your word, we ask you to open our hearts and minds to see the wonders in your word, O God, and to live according to your word. Fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' most precious name, Father, we humbly pray. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Once again, I extend a warm welcome to this morning worship service. As per the lectionary of the Church of South India, today's topic is the sacrament of baptism. John, Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 5. Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit." Adin Yeshu, "Amen, amen, njan ninnodu parayunu. വെള്ളത്താലും ആത്മാവിനാലും ജനിച്ചില്ല എങ്കിൽ ദൈവരാജ്യം കടപ്പാൻ ആർക്കും കഴിയില്ല." സാക്രമെന്റ് ഓഫ് ബാപ്റ്റിസം ഹാസ് ബീൻ എ ടോപ്പിക് ഓഫ് സീരിയസ് ഡിസ്കഷൻ ദ ഹോൾ ക്രിസ്ത്യൻഡം. ദർ ആർ വേരിയസ് കൈൻഡ്സ് ഓഫ് ടീച്ചിങ്സ് ബേസ്ഡ് ഓൺ ദിസ് ഡോക്ട്രിൻ. The churches are varying the teaching related to baptism. And sometimes it has become a topic of controversial discussions also. Being a member of a church, an Episcopal church, I think it is very important for us to understand what the baptism is really mean. So this morning I just want to bring throw some light to this vast topic. We can't go into the deep because we don't have enough time. The gospel portion which was read to us this morning, Gospel of St. John chapter 3, there we see the controversy, there is a conversation between Jesus and the Nicodemus, a religious teacher. Nicodemus, he came to Jesus in the night and was raising some questions regarding born again, have to born again. That was his question, and we see the answer Jesus giving. The Dead Sea Scrolls, written around between the 1st and 3rd century, was discovered between the 1947 and 56 from the caves near to the Dead Sea. It revealed that there was some rituals like baptism existed in Judaism centuries before Jesus. And they call it as proselyte baptism. It was kind of religious ceremony they celebrated during the time of converting a Gentile to a Jew. They call it as proselyte baptism. But we don't have any solid data to prove its origin when it was begun. We don't have. But it is sure that there was some kind of baptism in Judaism even before Jesus. Bible present water as a symbol of both life and destruction. When we read the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, we read like this: "Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters." Then we read about the creation narrative. Even the science also says that the life began from the water. When we look into the Darwin's theory of evolution, science also says the same. Anyway, it is not our matter of discussion. When it comes to Genesis chapter 7, there the same water become a symbol of destruction. Genesis 7, 19 to 20, when we read, the waters rose and covered the mountains to a depth of more than 15 cubits. Every living thing that moved on the land perished. Birds, livestock, wild animals, all the creatures that swarm over the earth, and all mankind. And we know the context. It happened in the time of Noah. There was heavy pouring for 40 days and 40 nights. All earth was destroyed by the water. The same thing happens in our baptism also. When we are baptized, the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit with the water, we are born to a new life. We are born to a new life as an inherent of the kingdom of God. We are born to a new life as a child of God. At the same time, the inborn sinful nature within us has been destroyed. The same thing happens in our baptism also. Often people raise the question, did Jesus institute baptism? That's an important question. Why? Because when we read Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 to 20, the Great Commission, there Jesus says, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. When we read this verse, this question may come up. Did Jesus institute baptism? As we have already noticed from the Dead Sea Scrolls regarding the proselyte baptism existed before Jesus. And when we come to New Testament narratives, there we see baptism given by the John the Baptist even before Jesus. John the Baptist gave baptism. So it is clear that baptism is not instituted by Jesus. And we may be surprised to notice that Jesus did not baptize anybody. John chapter 4 verse 2, we read like this, although in fact it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. So Jesus did not baptize anybody. The baptism given by John the Baptist, it was baptism of repentance. John the Baptist was preparing the people. He was preparing the hearts of the people to receive the one who is said to come. So he gave the baptism of repentance. John himself says in Matthew 3:11, we read like this, I baptize you with the water of repentance, but after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. So John the Baptist's role was to prepare the people to the messianic age, to receive the Messiah. Then again another question comes, then why did Jesus receive baptism from John the Baptist if it was a baptism of repentance? That's also a very important question. The Bible says, John himself says, my baptism is a baptism of repentance. Then why did Jesus received the baptism from John the Baptist. Because the repentance is necessary for those who are guilty. Those who are guilty of their shortcomings, those who are guilty of their sin. But Jesus is the Son of God. He is not blemish. Then why did Jesus receive baptism? That is a very important question often people raise. Jesus himself gives answer for this question that we read in Matthew chapter 3 verses 13 to 15 where we read like this. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to baptize by John. But John tried to deter him saying, I need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me? Jesus replied, let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. Jesus' baptism was a public proclamation of his mission. Jesus receiving baptism from John the Baptist, it was his public proclamation of his mission, his ministry that he has to complete on the face of this earth. His mission as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Because it was foretold to John the Baptist, the signs of Messiah, that we read John chapter 1:33, it clearly says, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me. See, John the Baptist says, the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, the man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain in the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. That was the symbol of Messiah. We know that after the Malachi, for more than 400 years, long 400 years, the world was waiting for the Messiah to come. The entire Jewish community was waiting for the Messiah to come. In between, so many people came up claiming that we are the Messiah, but they failed. So God has given a clear message to John the Baptist saying that in the man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one. He is the one who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. He is the Messiah. And the same thing that we see at the time of Jesus' baptism. When he received baptism from John the Baptist in the River Jordan, the Holy Spirit descended from the heaven. Bodily form like a dove remained in him. I said, Jesus' baptism was a proclamation of his public ministry. Because till that day Jesus received baptism from John the Baptist, he was known around the Galilee as the son of carpenter Joseph. One among the son of carpenter Joseph, a 30-year-old young man. He used to work with his father. He used to help his father in his work. He used to walk around with his loving brothers, James, Joseph, Simon, Jude, and other sisters. He was one among the other youngsters in that village. But on that day, Jesus received baptism from John the Baptist. His whole life changes. The Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus in bodily form like a dove. And the Holy Spirit did not depart from him after his baptism, rather remained in him. After the baptism, Jesus' life was in full control of the Spirit of the God. His whole life changes. To safeguard the real meaning of our baptism, we must live a life in deep relationship with God. and in control of the Holy Spirit. That's very, very, very important. Sometimes we may come across questions like this. Are you a born again Christian? Have you ever confronted such question in your life? Some people may ask, are you born again? Some may say, I'm a born again Christian. What does it mean to being born again? Some have totally misinterpreted, saying that the meaning of being born again is to have a second baptism. No, not at all. I don't agree with that. Being born again means, for me, it means yielding to the control of the Holy Spirit. If I am saying that I am a born again Christian, that means that I am in control of the Holy Spirit. I am in control of God's Spirit. He is the one who controls in my life. That is the meaning of being born again. So no matter how many times we take baptism or how deep we are immersed in the water or how much quantity of water has been poured upon, sprinkled upon us during time of our baptism or where we got baptized, in a river or in a pond or a pool or within the church baptism vessel. If there is no change, if there is no transformation happening within us, then we really lose the meaning of our baptism. That's my argument. You can agree or disagree. I have seen people saying that, oh, my baptism, it was not that powerful. I need to have another baptism. During the last 16 years of my pastoral ministry, I have confronted with church members who came to me and asked, Achan, do I need to take another baptism? I was wondering why people are raising such questions. Because we fail to understand the real meaning of our baptism. There should be a change within us. Let me tell you, baptism is not a guarantee for our eternity. Don't quarrel with me. Baptism is not a guarantee for our eternity. The life matters. Our life after baptism, that really matters. I remember an incident I heard from one of my colleagues years back. There was a quarrel between two neighbors in our countryside in Kerala. The quarrel was about the boundary of their property. Years back in our villages, often people used to quarrel. And the one family belongs to a Catholic family. Now another man was, he was a Catholic and he got baptized and he joined another church. And this particular man was shouting and screaming and, using all kind of filthy words, this and that. And other neighbors, they were watching. And one Hindu person came to this man and asked, hey, You said you are a born again person, you are got baptized a second time, then why you are using all these filthy words and all? Then he said, my body only got baptized, my tongue is not got baptized. So no matter how deep we are immersed or how many times we got baptized, there should be a transformation within ourselves. If not, I would say, my baptism is void. So being born again means to be in control of the Holy Spirit. Soon after the baptism, where did Jesus go? Where did he go? We read, the Spirit led him to the wilderness. He was in the wilderness for 40 days in fasting, praying, in relationship with God the Father. So the life after baptism should be a life with the relationship with God. The people must see a transformation in our life after the baptism. Let me ask you the question, how deep is your relationship with God? How healthy is our relationship with God? That's a very important thing in our spiritual life. Do you remember what did the priest pray at the time of your baptism? You will say, Achan, what a nonsense question you are asking. I was just 3 months old, you know, a little baby. How can I remember all those things? Okay, leave it. Then I ask the parents who are here, do you remember the prayer that the priest offered at the time of your children's baptism? What did the priest say while baptizing them? That also I don't remember. I was so much worried about the reception and all, isn't it, after that? Okay, good. In the Anglican order, the time of the baptism, the officiant, the priest, carries the little baby in his arms. And he says like this. The priest make a cross on the forehead of the candidate, the child, and saying, I sign you with the sign of cross to show that you are marked as Christ's own forever. I sign you with a cross of sign to show that you are marked as Christ's own forever. In Malayalam, minor offices, it is written like this. It's a long prayer. ഈ പൈതലിനെ ഞാൻ മശിഹായുടെ ആട്ടിൻകൂട്ടമായ സഭയിലേക്ക് കൈക്കൊണ്ട് ഇനിമേൽ ഇവൻ അല്ലെങ്കിൽ ഇവൾ ക്രൂശിക്കപ്പെട്ട മശിഹായിൽ വിശ്വാസത്തെ ഏറ്റുപറയുവാനും അവൻ്റെ കൊടിക്കീഴിൽ നിന്ന് പാപത്തോടും ലോകത്തോടും പിശാചിനോടും ധൈര്യത്തോടെ യുദ്ധം ചെയ്യുവാനും ഇവൻ്റെ അല്ലെങ്കിൽ ഇവളുടെ പ്രാണാവസാനം വരെ മശിഹായുടെ വിശ്വസ്ത പടയാളിയും ദാസനുമായിരിപ്പാൻ നാണിക്കുന്നതിന് അടയാളമായി നാം ഇവനിൽ ക്രൂശിൻ്റെ അടയാളം വരയ്ക്കുന്നു. We are marked as Christ on forever. That's our baptism. Don't forget that. We are set apart for the Lord. And don't forget that the moment you are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, the Satan is after you. Don't forget that. The moment you are marked as Christ forever, the devil is after you. We see in the life of Jesus, after 40 days of fasting and praying in the wilderness, who came to him first? The devil came to him first, tempting him. The same thing happens to you and me as long as we live in this world. The moment you and I are marked as of Christ forever, the devil is after us to pull us down from our Christian life, to take you away from your Christian life. He is there with all the temptations of this world. And our baptism is a public proclamation that I am set apart for my Lord. So you and I are set apart for the Lord through our baptism. We cannot go according to the flow of the world. We are called to swim against the flow. We are called with a special purpose. Our baptism is a public proclamation that I belong to the Lord. I am in control of the Holy Spirit. I am a child of God. I am set apart. And may the good Lord help us to live according to His will, to live a life worthy of our call. Let's pray. God, we thank you for speaking to us this morning. Thank you for the word which came fresh to us. Lord, we thank you for reminding us that we are set apart for you. You are marked us of Christ forever. As we live in this world, Lord, help us to show the whole world that we belong to you. We are your children. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit to live a life that is worthy of our call. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. നമുക്ക് വിശ്വാസത്തെ പ്രഖ്യാപിക്കാൻ നിൽക്കിയ വിശ്വാസ പ്രമാണത്തിലൂടെ സർവശക്തിയുള്ള പിതാവായി